Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to another episode of the Archipreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about what it means for you to make creativity your career. Always an honor to have you along for this journey. And this week we're going to talk about something that we bring up pretty often on the podcast, and that is our relationship with our audience. And today I want you to walk away from this episode knowing how to build your audience through meaningful connection. What is it that we can do as artists and as essentially entrepreneurs? Because if you have an art career, you're also building that career from a professional standpoint. So what does it mean for us as artists and entrepreneurs to continue to build our audience through meaningful connection? I've set several goals for myself in 2020, and one of those goals is to publish a piece of content every day. I, over the last several years of my life, have seen such a high value on the return of creating content consistently and publishing that content on social platforms like Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. It really has returned in some amazing ways. So today I want to talk to you about what I'm going to do with content in 2020, and maybe you can take some lessons from that, some ideas from that, and do that for yourself and your own art career. But then also I'm going to talk about ways that that's impacted my ability to grow my creative presence and retain work and to get new work and all of those things. So for me, what does it look like to publish a piece of content, one piece of content every day? And I'm not just talking about like one piece of content on my stories, my Instagram stories. Like those don't count. Those are super easy. I do those all day long. They're really great. Just like don't have to think about them. Don't have to like spend a lot of time making them look awesome. It's just like, hey, I'm doing this thing, or I'm looking at this, or this is funny. Gonna put that up. That stuff is like stuff that we should just be doing if we're trying to build an audience anyway. Quick caveat. If you are trying to build your creative career, use your story content to be personal. Don't make it advertising for your shows all the time. Don't make it, I'm doing this Thursday. Don't make it, how are you going to pay me? Don't make it, give me money. Ugh. Use your story content to build relationship with your audience by being authentic and relational on your story. Now, if you do that once a month, fine. If you do that once every 3 months, even better, to like use it as a business tool. But please use your stories to build a relationship by being personal on them. People get tired of seeing your ads when they're scrolling through story content. Anyway, caveat, personal opinion, soapbox. So publish one piece of content a day. So I have some things that are already built in, like this podcast. Publish this podcast every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern time. It comes out. And this is one piece of content. So I got like Wednesdays covered. And then as part of the Creative City Project, the organization, one of the organizations I run, we do something every Monday called This Week in Art, where we highlight 3 to 5 interesting creative experiences that are coming up across Central Florida, where I live in Orlando, every week. So I have Monday covered and I have Wednesday covered. And then there are a few other things that are like longer pieces of content that help build a relationship with an audience by showcasing who we are, what we care about, what I'm doing, what I care about. And those are things like blog posts. So one of our companies is called The Memoir Agency. We employ artists to create installations, interactive art installations for brands and conferences and shopping malls and all kinds of stuff. And so once a week, I'll publish a piece of content on that branding blog, and that'll go out primarily on platforms like LinkedIn. And so that's another piece of content that I have regularly that I'm publishing. And then, personally, like creatively, maybe once every couple of weeks, I'll post a clip from a song that I'm working on. So that's a process piece. It's like showing people some of the stuff that I'm working on. It gets them engaged with some of the stuff that I'm doing musically. And then, you know, a couple of times a week, I'll post an Instagram post on one of my social accounts that isn't just a photo, but it's something that I've thought about. It's something that I've taken time to think about. It's something with a longer caption that really brings value, adds value to people as they scroll through that content. So those are just a couple of the pieces of content that I publish or will be publishing this year. and how I get to that goal of publishing one piece of content every day. And I'm not just doing it because I want to do it. In fact, most days I don't want to do it. I'm doing it because I've seen the value that content has in helping me move forward in my own creative career. And this is what's really interesting. People know what you're all about and your creativity, whether you're a painter or a musician or an instructor of some sort or a photographer. People know what you're all about because you tell them and you tell them often. There are a million musicians in the world, but what kind of musician are you? What do you care about? What are the types of themes that you like to think about or write songs about? There are a million painters in the world, but what kind of painter are you? How have you developed your own voice and your own style? How are you connecting with an audience? What kind of audience do you want to be connecting with? And those are big questions. And we're going to actually next week talk a little bit about developing your voice and what that means. But I just want to encourage you to recognize that it's not just publishing random content. There's a strategy to it. And that strategy, the ultimate end game, is to help people understand what you're all about by telling them what you're all about, being clear and being simple. Here's the thing. Like, I meet people all the time who know me through the content that I publish online. And I often have those people who I don't know or maybe just know peripherally from the fringes of my life introduce me to other people. And in those introductions, even though that person doesn't know me very well, they're able to communicate to someone else what it is that I'm all about. So I'll have an acquaintance or someone I don't really know introduce me to somebody else. And they'll say, hey, this is Cole. He really loves helping artists build their creative career. And he promotes the arts a lot in Central Florida. Or I'll have people introduce me and say, hey, this is Cole. And he creates really interesting interactive art things. And the only reason they know that stuff is because I'm telling them and I'm publishing content that shows it. Those people are not following me around in my daily life and like watching all the things that I do, because first of all, that'd be super boring, honestly. But they don't know that because they're following me around and happen to know that. They know that because I've told them and I've shared with them and I've used content to build a relationship with them. And so as I talk about publishing content, I'm not just talking about doing something because you should or because you're supposed to or because that's what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to do it because I directly have seen the opportunities that have arisen because I publish content on a regular basis. All the time, I have to go and pitch creative projects to people I don't know. But oftentimes, I'll walk into the room and those people will have established a particular level of trust in me because they've seen the content that I've published online that's relevant to them, that helps them understand what it is that I do. And so instead of having to walk into the room and introduce myself and say, this is what I do and this is why it's important, they already know those things. And so we can get into the exciting part of what it is that we do, which is, hey, how can we create something really interesting and meaningful alongside of you or for you or with you? All the time that happens. And that's why I've come to believe in the power of content. And that's why I want that for you. That's why I want in 2020 for you to begin understanding what your voice is, who it is that you want to talk to, and to, on a regular basis, tell them what it is that you're all about. One of the best ways to build your audience is to teach people how to talk about you so that they can share who you are and what you're doing with other people. What is this podcast about? As an example of what I just talked about, every week I say it, hey, this is the Archerpreneur Podcast, and every week we're committed to helping you make creativity your career. So artists who listen to this podcast maybe know other artists in their life, and those artists are thinking or saying to each other, hey, I'm really struggling in understanding how it is that I can take my creative career to the next level, or how I can be a more established painter, or how I can get people to listen to my music. And immediately what I want is for the artist to listen to this podcast, or the artists that listen to this podcast, when they hear somebody say something like that, for them to say, hey, there's this podcast called Archerpreneur, and it's all about making creativity your career. You should check it out. When we teach people how to talk about us, they're much more willing to share what we do with other people. There are things that I share all the time because I know what those things are all about. This American Life, it's a podcast. I tell people about This American Life all the time and have for like the last decade of my life. And one of the reasons I can do that is because every week at the beginning of the podcast, Ira Glass, the host and creator of This American Life, says, this is This American Life. Every week we pick a story or a theme and we tell a variety of stories on that theme. And so when I'm talking to people who I find out love narrative or love documentary filmmaking or love podcasts, I ask them, do you know This American Life? Do you ever listen to it? And if they don't, I say, oh, it's a really cool podcast. Every week they pick a theme and they tell three or four different stories on that theme, and it's really well produced. You should check it out. Another thing that I share all the time, because I know what it's about and I think it's really great, is The Moth. It's another podcast. And The Moth is true stories told live on stage without notes. So every week they get together some storytellers who have done live events. They record those live events, and then they are people who are standing on stage telling true stories on stage live without notes. And I can share with people what The Moth is about because every week on the top of the podcast, they say it. And when we teach people what we're all about, it gives them the opportunity to begin sharing who we are and what we do with other people. And so if you're a musician and you have a particular genre and somebody really loves that genre and they're listening to your music and they meet somebody else who is also a fan of that genre and the themes that you talk about and the way you do what you do, and they say, oh, I actually know this band or this musician who you would really love. They're this kind of style and they write music about this, and this is why I like it. You should listen to it. Or if you're a painter and somebody who loves art is looking for your style or the kinds of things that you talk about. Let's say you're like a political satirist, I don't know, and somebody who's like really into politics and loves to laugh from time to time, like they're out looking for artists who are creating things that are going to make them laugh, that are clever and well done. And so if that's you, continue to do that. Continue to tell people about it and continue to regularly publish content to remind people what it is that you're all about. And that's the beauty of content. At the end of the day, I want you to make creativity your career. And one of the best ways, the only way to do that is for you to let people know what it is you're all about. And as a result of that, for you to build an audience. And so as you build your audience, your creative career will become more vibrant, more opportunity for success. And that will come about because of the relationships you've built through creating and publishing content. So as we approach 2020, I want to encourage you to do that. I'll see you next week.